Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The DH, Johnny Grubb. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Chris Pitero. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The DH, Mel Hall. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, George Vukovic. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Schulz. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard misplays the ball. That's an error on Bernazard. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Willard and he is safe. Gibson steals second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Grubb moves to third. Chris Pitero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitero hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schulz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is walked intentionally. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Parrish for a passed ball. Tabler moves to third. Vukovic moves to second. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon strikes out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Chris Pitero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitero is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grubb scores. Lemon moves to second. It's 1 to nothing, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pitaro juggles the ball. That's an error on Pitaro. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to third. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. Hall moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby bunts in front of the plate. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to third. Tabler moves to second. One out. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vukovic is walked intentionally. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-1 in the game. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Hall scores. Tabler moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabler scores. Willard moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler bunts in front of the plate. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a pop-up towards third. Pitaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tabler strikes out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jacoby. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. 2 outs. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Vukovic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Morris, and towards Whitaker, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chris Pitero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pitero hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler who is chasing the ball. Pitero reaches third base with a triple. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco throws to second for 1, and Bernazard throws to first, and Tabler drops the ball. Pitero scores. Trammell moves to second. 1 out. It's 3-2, Indians. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Willard hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-3 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernazard moves to third. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-3 in the game. Butler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Butler reaches second base with a double. Bernazard scores. Nixon moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-3 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nixon scores. Butler moves to third. 2 outs. It's 5-2, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Hall reaches second base with a double. Butler scores. It's 6-2, Indians. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Jeffcoat now pitching. Mike Fishlin now playing second base. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-3 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco misplays the ball. That's an error on Franco. Barbaro Garby pinch hits for Johnny Grubb. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Tabler. Herndon moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Herndon moves to third. Two outs. Tom Brookins pinch hits for Chris Pitero. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herndon scores. Garby moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Indians. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garby scores. Brookins moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Indians. Tom Waddell now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The throw from Willard and he is safe. Whitaker steals second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-4 in the game. Trammell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Doug Baer now pitching. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Vukovic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-4 in the game. Parrish bunts towards the mound. Waddell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 4 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 4 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.